Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's March 6, 2017. And man, oh man, are we here to talk about everything that affects you and your buckos and all points in between. Obamacare, wiretaps, Washington, and politics, and interference, and all that crapola. Hope you had a good weekend. Of course, we'll have the market wrap, movies of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archived. We are live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, also at GaryK.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Really. Read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today, and whatever else we have up there. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Everything else is up there. So we got to start Trump land early today because so much is going on. And, you know, me being Mr. Logic, who has nailed all this craziness for you, let me give you the latest, greatest breaking news. The GOP, the grand old party, the repeal and replace plan to dismantle Obamacare has been put out. They want to dismantle the taxes and the mandates. Good idea. My favorite sentence of any of these dolts that invented Obamacare was this guy, Ezekiel Emanuel, one of the architects. I think his brother runs Chicago. Another brother is a big-time agent. He said, in order to fix Obamacare, we need to force you to pay higher fees, fines, mandates and taxes to cover all this shortfall. And we need to make those fines and fees and mandates and taxes so onerous that you have to buy into Obamacare. Imagine making you pay a fine for something you don't want in order to pay for somebody else. They want to expand health savings accounts. What that means is that I guess up to a certain amount of money of your income can go into these health savings accounts, tax deductible, to pay for health care. And then this, providing a monthly tax credit to people who don't receive insurance through work. So if you have to buy insurance yourself, you get a monthly tax credit from the government. Somebody help me with that. Why would we? Aren't we trying to get away from that? I didn't read anything yet. It was, by the way, the Obamacare was 2,400 and so pages. This was 120. I haven't read the rest of it. I do know they were thinking about being able to buy insurance across state lines. I don't know why you wouldn't be able to in the first place. We'll see what comes of it. Remember what we told you. Barack Obama is a liar. His administration are liars. They lied to you about Obamacare. They knew it from day one. They knew it had to blow up. They knew it could not work. They knew there couldn't, it wasn't enough people who pay for it, and they would hope and it blows up so they can completely take over if Hillary Clinton won the election. And don't even debate me. Go watch Jonathan Gruber on his video stating that they had to lie. And they were able to lie because there was such a lack of transparency in this blob of a 2,400-page sleaze bag of a proposal or whatever you want to call it, and the fact that we're stupid. So we'll see how this plays out. I gather they're going to keep the pre-existing conditions, though keep in mind, when insurance companies have to cover pre-existing conditions, the costs go up. It's a fact of life. And I believe if to the age of 26, your kid could be on there, maybe that's still good too. Now, the big matzo ball is this whole thing Trump is claiming that Barack Obama wiretapped or Barack Obama was involved or gave orders or whatever in wiretapping Donald Trump in and around the election. What do you think? I'm 100% certain that they did. Me. I'm 100% certain. You know how I'm certain? Because it's already been reported. The New York Times reported it a couple of months ago. Bloomberg reported it. Reuters reported it. AP reported it. The Washington Post reported it. But they did not report that Obama was involved. It's been reported that they attempted through FISA court to get one, and they were actually turned down, and then the second one looks like it went through. So why would the media just make up out of thin air that Donald Trump is full of crap? Why would the media make it up out of thin air that Donald Trump is full of crap? You know, they're telling the people that trust them, the media, that Donald Trump is full of crap about all this. How could the media get away with it when it's all in plain sight? Go look it up. They went to the departments to do what they have to do when they wiretapped. They did it. It's in plain sight. It's written up. How do people that report news now say that the news did not happen? Somebody want to answer that question? Somebody help me. I'll give you the answer. Do you remember the Benghazi? Now, I don't know what happened at Benghazi and who was at fault, whether they had enough people there or security. But I do know that after Benghazi, Susan Rice went out on ABC, NBC, CBS, anywhere they would put her. Maybe she was on Nickelodeon. To tell everyone Benghazi happened. The diplomat died and some other people died because of a man put out some video that was against Muhammad and he pissed people off there. And then Benghazi happened. She went out and all over the place. Hillary Clinton, in meeting with families of the dead, told them at the airport it was a man in video. It had been found out already that was a complete terror attack that had nothing to do with a man in video. It's already known that the Obama administration knew, that Hillary Clinton knew. They all lied. So So why didn't the media report that Susan Rice lied? That the Obama administration lied? How is it possible to have a video in plain sight, evidence right in front of us, and they don't report the lie? How is it possible? I'll tell you why. Because it is possible. They control the news, and they can change it and move it any way they want. Do you remember Richard Jewell? The bombing in Centennial Park of the Olympics? They blamed Richard Jewell, the hero of the bombing, was blamed for the bombing for weeks and weeks and weeks. He won millions of bucks against, I believe, the Atlanta Constitution, some other, I think CNN, I'm not sure who was involved, but some news network at the time. It's because they're like Congress. They can do whatever they want. There's no repercussions. It was in WikiLeaks that all these people were corrupted in the tank and in bed with Hillary Clinton and the administration. Why would they report on themselves? So when all this comes up, why would they report something that benefits the person they hate and hurts the person they love? That's all. It's simple as that. Do your own work. Do your own investigating. Go read the New York Times by January 20th. New York Times is now refuting their own reports or not reporting on their own reports. It's all out there in plain sight. Welcome to the Banana Republic. Up next, lots of market. And much more market and much more. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others. On the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows. And have the 24-7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month. With a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host, and you might ask yourself the question, hey, Gary, why are you talking about this? What does that have to do with markets and my money? Well, it's everything. These people have been running the show for 8 years, and now you have new people, and they're working on tax policy and business policy and immigration policy. You may or may not like what he's doing. Not taking a stance with that, but it all affects everything. In case you do not know, Barack Obama wiretapped Angela Merkel, the head of Germany. I know you don't know it because the media never got pissed off at it. They may have reported it for 10 seconds and then just passed on by. A reporter named Cheryl Atkinson, who was reporting a lot of anti-Obama things, when she worked for CBS, her personal computer, a CBS laptop computer were hacked. After she began filing stories about Benghazi that were unflattering to Obama. And it was spyware from a government agency. Associated Press were also target of surveillance. Washington Post reported James Rosen of Fox News were part of an investigation into government officials anonymously leaking information to journalists. They targeted five top EU economic officials for long-term interception. The phones of Italy's ambassador to NATO. They intercepted details of private meeting between French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Merkel, and Berlusconi. Obama stole sensitive Italian diplomatic cables detailing how Israel's prime minister implored Italy's prime minister to help patch up relationship with the U.S. Obama. Oh, but he would not do it to Trump. Just everybody else. That's all. Now, in case you don't know, here's what's going to happen. They'll keep Barack Obama as far away as possible when it is found out that this was done. But even though they find out it was done, they're going to say that was something different. Because the media has no choice but to stay in the tank. Now, the problem with Donald Trump is, when you're at war, and he's at war, you really got to pick your spots, and you have to be tactical. He's not very tactical. I would not let the world know what I was thinking. You're the President of the United States. You have a lot of investigatory bodies that you could make a phone call to legally to check on this instead of all wide open. So I don't know what he's thinking about. I don't know what the hell he's doing. We'll see how it plays out. But my main point is this. I bring these things up because he's running the country. And there's a job to be had. And while I've told you I disagree with half the things he says and a lot of things he does, I love lower taxes, I love less regulations, and I do believe we have to do something about immigration reform. Now, he came out with some immigration thing 2.0 today. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. But he's the guy. He gets to do it. And I got news for you. There's really no downside of stopping people from Syria from coming in for a few months. That's my thought. We'll see how it plays out. All right, so last week we had the big up day in the market. Then we had a big, decent down day and a little waffling around. We came in today. Futures were down pretty big and then came back. We were down pretty big and then rallied up and closed on a softer note. I would just have to say this second, we're in the midst of what I call things getting a little bit tougher. Of course, now we'll rally up 300 points tomorrow. You know what I mean when I say that. It just means you're in an area where maybe we're going to settle in, pull back, sit around, correct a little bit. To what extent, I don't know, and as always, we'll play it day by day. We just want to let you know it's getting a little tougher. And I can tell when I do my scans, some of the strongest names pulling in, some of the recent breakouts failing. What I am not finding, though, yet, is really a lot of things breaking down. And that's good news so far. A little bit more on the negative front, new high list, contract big time on any down day. Advanced declines lately, not so good. The Russell 2000 leading down. Any little pullback. And something else happened today. Snapchat was down $3.32. And while I don't believe that is the end-all, be-all of evidence, it's just something to watch. And you know what we told you about Snapchat last week? We thought that if they were selling steel pipes, it'd be a $5 stock based on their earnings and revenue. And of course, the word is lack of earnings because they lost $500 million last year. So hopefully you didn't buy it at 11 o'clock on Friday because you would have been down 20% already from the high on Friday. And I do believe, if I am correct, and I'm looking as I speak, nobody in the secondary market is now in the money. The stock opened, it's showing it opened of 23.50, but it really opened at about 24 and a quarter. On Thursday, it's now 23.77. Again, we have no clue what the stock's going to do in the near term, and maybe it goes back up $3 tomorrow. But sometimes it's easy to read valuations and know when something is a joke. That said, if it settles down and breaks out of an IPO base, initial public offering base, we'll look at it. Twitter did it at $45 and in 3 weeks was $75 back in December of 13. High valuations can get higher. It's what ultimately happens that matters in the long run. And this company's going to have to do some great things to fill into the valuations that this company has right now. And considering massive competition from the likes of Facebook and others, and they've had a softening of their growth rate, we'll see. Up next, we'll have the full market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now, HP OfficeJet Pro 6968 printers are only $99.99.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now get an HP OfficeJet Pro 6968 printer for only $99.99. Valid on SKU 2256781 and 31117.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you're having a good day. Now that I've not done the market wrap in two segments, let's do the market wrap right now. Time for the market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow down 51, S&P down 7, NASDAQ down 21. The SOX was flat, NASDAQ 100 down 13. Transports. I had them here somewhere. Did somebody take the transports off my screen? Sorry about that. I'll figure it out in a second. Advanced declines, 920 and 921. New York NASDAQ, new highs contracted big time. In the Dow, Boeing down a buck and a quarter. I never thought Boeing would ever have a down day. Travelers down almost two. And that's it. No other really big movers. Of note, financials down, but nothing bad. Just pulling back. Remember what we've told you. Financials pull back, markets pull back. Biotechs, which have been strong, pulled back today. Commodity stocks weak again today. A bunch of them have broken down. What I mean broken down, moving averages and or support. And after that, not much else to report. I mentioned the Snapchat already. Again, as we've told you, when you don't have an edge, you don't do it, and it just so happened to drop 330 today. I would have no idea whether it had done that or gone up $3 today. And I do believe at one time today it was up a buck and change. So we're getting just a little bit of distribution right here, little bit of selling, bunch of stocks weakening. But just remember, markets are stretched and extended to the upside. I put in my report last night that major indices are 3.5% to 4% higher than the 50-day moving average, and that's on the high side. Now, the Russell 2000 is not. That's the weakling. Small cap 600 is not. That's the weakling. My tactics right now for the last few days, feet up, hands behind my head, and relaxing. If something really pops out with gargantuan volume, I'll be looking. Just this second, I'm relaxing a little bit. If I start to see more breakouts fail, if I start to see a bunch of names breaking support and or the 50-day moving average, if I start to see some real distribution on them financials and the semis, which, by the way, the semis finished up today. They were down big early. If I start to see those things, wake up call, and I'll let you know. But right now, all it is a pullback. Do beware. Costco gapped down on earnings Friday, down another 3.5 today. Be wary of that type of stuff. Movers of the day? Not a lot. On the upside, three or more Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Netflix was up a little bit over two. Got an upgrade. WW Grainger, Ligand Pharmaceuticals. That's it for the upside. So tells you a little bit about today. On the downside, Intuitive Surgical, Big Fat 10. First Citizens Bank shares, that's about a 6. Gravity Company, that's a 6. Priceline, 5. Acuity Brands, 4. We're in the 4s. Ionis Pharmaceuticals, Chipotle. Chipotle did a secondary today for a shareholder. I don't blame him. Nevro, 3 or more. Allegiant Travel, Credit Acceptance, Costco. As mentioned, Snap Inc. Why didn't they just call it Snapchat? Allergan, Amazon, little pullback, was down 9 early, finished down 3. Martin Marietta Materials, 2 or more, Everest Re. Albemarle, Insight Corp, pullback in the biotechs. Ulta Beauty, which is Ulta Salon, very good company. BlackRock, Edwards Life Sciences, Thermo Fisher Scientific, United Continental Holdings. Lear Corp, Autodesk, GW Pharmaceuticals, United Therapeutics, Alaska Air, the airlines got hit today. McKesson, the trade desk, Universal Display, strong stock. AmerisourceBergen, Tempur Sealy, I'll stop it there. There's a bunch more. So if we start to have a cluster of days where I'm repeating to you stocks that are up 2 or more, and I mention 8 names, and then I say stocks that are down 2 or more, and I can mention 200 names, that's evidence. That's evidence. So we've had a little bit of that over the last few days. But let me repeat. It's okay. Markets do. I've been telling you about the excessive bullishness in the market that needs to be worked off. The smiles on the face of the bulls need to be wiped out. Bullishness brought down. Froth brought down. Let the short sellers start yelling and screaming, ah, here we go. And then we'll get another leg up. The problem with the market, this is the only problem I got. We haven't had a 2% correction since the election. That's too long. No, really. Because when everybody at once thinks the market is omnipotent, when everybody at once thinks nothing can go wrong, when everybody at once thinks market's never going down again, not only goes down, but you end up with a one-way trade to the downside. All those people saying nothing's wrong, all of a sudden there's an uh-oh moment. But the uh-oh moment passes and we bounce and everybody has the sigh of relief. And then there's another uh-oh moment, which gets some more sellers out of the woodwork. You get my point? That's the process of working off too bullish of a market, too much froth, and the market being extended from its normality. And that being riding up moving averages in a bull phase, bouncing into moving averages in a bear phase that are heading down. Gold. Still dead. Remember what we told you the other day, and we weren't kidding, that the gold stocks were breaking down while gold was at a relative high, and that's bearish. Because typically the stocks lead the metal, and that's exactly what's happened here. So we'd avoid it. And you know the other areas we would avoid. Particularly those retailers. Kohl's looks like, wow, just breaking down out of a bear flag. And when you go through all these names, they all look the same. And when I say they all look the same, they all look like the New York Knicks season, which ain't going so good. So pay attention closely, particularly now. And when I tell you I'm kicking back this second, there's usually a reason. Open to other evidence coming in, of course. And it's not about being proven right. It's not about being proven wrong. It's staying with the flow. And right now it's getting a little bit on the messy side. A little bit. Up next, more of this, that, and the other thing. And whatever else we can think of. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know, Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beats or Beats are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beats folks, they are, and it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450, 800-201-7450, or just go to raybeats.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, the Odds, and you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beats. God bless. Wish me luck.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. In the news, Bill Goldberg won the WWE Universal title over Kevin Owens when Chris Jericho kind of showed up in within 20-some-odd seconds, a spear and a jackhammer, and that was it. Not sure I agree with the booking, but it'll be Bill Goldberg against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania right here in Orlando about a month from now. Also in WWE news, the next Hall of Fame inductee will be ravishing Rick Rude. Loved him. Loved him. Very good Hall of Fame this year in professional wrestling. What? You're actually making fun of me? That I'm talking professional wrestling? You know you watch. I used to get made fun of so much by talking professional wrestling. But everybody watches it now. ESPN covers it. In the news. North Korea. Now, that's interesting. North Korea has been trying to show force by shooting missiles into the sea. Interesting. But I must tell you that Japan has moved to highest alert level. The Pentagon leaves open the possibility North Korea is going to do more, and then eventually we may have to answer some way. We're not talking all-out war. But that yutz that's running the joint over there, he kills his own relatives. You know what happened. His brother-in-law, they poison him. Did you see that? The guy's walking through an airport, and two women put, like, a toxic poison, rubbed it in his face. And he died, like, a few minutes later. In the news, half of America can't afford to write a $500 check. Wow. 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 I read that, I couldn't believe it. Is that possible? Half of America cannot write a $500 check. I'm sitting here kind of in silence because it is amazing to think about. That's a hell of a story. I hope you've listened to us throughout the years. the book The Millionaire Next Door is the best book to own on what I call the value of the dollar. And as I have told you, in my experience, I have known a lot of people that made millions of dollars that are broke. I know a lot of people that have made $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year throughout their life and are multimillionaires. It's how you treat the dollar. You have to decide. Do you need a Rolex and a $90,000 car? Or do you realize you can get a watch for $50 that'll do the same thing a Rolex will do? I have never had a watch that cost more than $75 until one of my employees bought me I forgot who even makes the watch, a Tag Heuer, whatever it's called. I think it's like $1,000. You know what I wore all my life? Disney watches from Disney World. They're like $50 to $75. And they last a long time. Every now and then I've had expensive cars, but I got to tell you what I've been driving for the last 2.5 years. A Toyota Camry, and now I have a Toyota Highlander. I know people that make a lot less than me that are driving Ferraris. Well, I can lease a Ferrari if I wanted to for $3,000 a month. No thanks. So for each and every one of you, for 1 second, forget the markets. Take a look at where you are and what you're doing. And what's important versus what's not important to you. And I can't say, I know it's a cliche. If you are young, every month put some bucks away and throw it in a growth fund and dollar cost average for the next 40 years. Okay, I say that tongue in cheek almost, knowing that we're $20 trillion in debt. But so far we have 100 years of history and we're at all-time highs. And go get the book Millionaire Next Door. It is the saver's Bible on you and your money. And how to treat it. And how to understand it. I've seen too many disasters in my life. I've talked to you about all the athletes and entertainers that have made hundreds of millions of dollars and are broke. Pay heed, or you will pay. Do not be one of those statistics. You can email me at GaryK.com or GCallBomb at CallBomb.net. We're glad to talk to you about it. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,